96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've heard this question for years. Do you know your status? While there have been changes in the way we look at and treat HIV/AIDS, the question remains an important one. Tonight, on this National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, we take a look at what's new in the fight against the disease. My guests are Dr. Darren Roberts. He's a physician and HIV/AIDS research expert. Ebony Brown, HIV/AIDS advocate and founder of Determined Our People Excel. And Sharon Coker. She is a community health outreach manager for Heart to Hand Incorporated, an HIV/AIDS advocacy organization. We're going to be talking about this. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Lines, of course, are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You're welcome to follow me on Twitter at HFisher. WHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Thanks for joining me again. I appreciate everyone.
Thank you. No problem.
Let me first start with you, Dr. Roberts. What is new in the treatment of HIV/AIDS? We often hear that we are just so close to a vaccine. We are so close to a cure. Put that in perspective for me.
So there have been a number of trials for vaccines that unfortunately haven't been successful. There's a treatment that came out recently, and I actually think it's Charlie Sheen is actually on. It's an injection. You only have to take about once a week, and it's in the trial phase right now, the last phase of trials, and it seems to be pretty successful. Mm-hmm. So there are a few things on the cutting edge of HIV treatment that seem to be either A, decreasing the number of either pills or injections you have to take per week, or hopefully we're trending toward total, cure mm-hmm. of the disease. So as of right now, it looks like the standard treatment still is either a 1, 2, or 3-pill regimen that you have to take on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot going on the cutting edge that's really looking pretty interesting.
That's a far cry from the HIV cocktail that people used to take many years ago when there were so many pills.
Yeah, there was a point where people were taking 10, 15 pills per day. Mm-hmm. This is back in maybe the 90s. Mm-hmm. And people were really suffering from a lot of side effects from all of those medications as well. So we've gotten to the point where we've actually minimized a lot of the side effects that people had experienced many years ago. There still are some. And there are some people that experience certain, digestive or even renal or kidney issues secondary to the medications. But aside from that, the treatments are actually very effective. And people have been known to live long, normal lives.
Ebony, talk to me a little bit about your work with Determined Our People Excel. It really kind of goes to the heart of the slogan for National Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day, I am my brother's and sister's keeper.
Yes. So Determined Our People Excel is an organization that is dedicated to addressing issues that affect the DMV community, be it health, financial, social. We just try to address situations that we know affect our community. And this month was known as February 7th. It's known as Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day. And I wanted to do another event in honor of it. So that's why Dope came into place, and we're actually going to have an event in honor of it, and I definitely wanted to make sure that everyone knows about it.
What's the event?
Oh, I'm sorry. The event is on February the 11th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club in honor of Black HIV/AIDS Awareness Day.
Which and Boys and Girls Club?
Boys and Girls Club of Benning Road.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in that event, we do free HIV tests. AIDS testing with Whitman Walker. We partner with Whitman Walker, and we are also going to have, you know, live entertainment, music, and special guest speakers.
And that's
well.
On the 11th?
Mm-hmm.
What day of the week is that?
That's Saturday.
That is Saturday. That's this coming Saturday.
That's this Saturday.
Okay, just in time for Valentine's Day for folks to be aware of their status.
Absolutely.
Talk to me a little bit about the work that you do with young people, because I think you could argue that historically young people have not always gotten the information.
Mm-hmm.
So why did you get involved with young people? What's the story?
Well, I've always had a passion for young people. They're mainly teens.
Because you're so old. All that gray hair you got on your head. I mean, retirement, obviously, with you is only a few weeks away.
No, I'm waiting for it.
I bet you are.
Yeah, my kids definitely make me feel old. But they keep me young. I work for Merlin Park and Planning. I worked at William Beans Community Center, and I also worked at Suitland Community Center, dealing with teens directly. And just dealing with them on a daily basis and seeing the pressure that they have to deal with being young and how sex is so dominant in today's society. It's just so gut-wrenching to know that, you know, they feel that pressure and they have to do it, and sex isn't valued anymore with them. And then they just make careless decisions and they do things on the whim, and then they ended up getting some type of
STD.
STD.
Mm-hmm. And so are they getting the information at all? I mean, when you talk to them and say that, you know, they are at risk, they are not invincible,
mm-hmm.
even though we've seen such a big change in the way that the lifespan for people with HIV AIDS has expanded. What do they say?
They brush it off, and then a lot of them are intrigued as well because they didn't know. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The conversation is not being had enough,
mm-hmm.
and if it is being had, it's not being as in depth as it should be. So I definitely try to communicate with them and let them know you are putting yourself at risk when you do certain things, when you choose to be sexually active. And it's also, I also give them the option that it's okay to say no. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to be abstinent if you have already chosen to be active, or it's okay just to go ahead and remain abstinent until, you know, you're ready or until marriage. I try to encourage that as well.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day and what it is that the black community needs to know and what it's missing. You know, Dr. Roberts, as I mentioned, people are not necessarily dying in the tens of thousands as we saw during the 80s and 90s. However, you know, we are still seeing some deaths. The CDC reported that back in, I think it was 2013, that some 4,000 people still died of AIDS-related illnesses. Why is that?
So it's there are multiple things that contribute to the reason why there's still people dying from HIV-related diseases. Some of it is just due to, as we were talking about earlier, a low health IQ. Meaning they don't understand how it's transmitted, if they contract it, how to take care of HIV. And there's also a number of just stigmas surrounding HIV that leads to people not actually caring for themselves as they should. Secondly, there are also different strains of HIV as well. Some are more powerful than others. So, for example, let's say I am HIV positive, right? Let's just say, for example, I'm not, but let's say I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not very compliant with my medications. As a result, the strain of HIV in my system will become resistant to the medications that I'm supposed to be taking. Now I pass that resistant strain on to another individual. Now they could be very compliant, but the strain I just gave them is resistant to HIV medication. So now, unfortunately, they're going to suffer from a number of HIV-related diseases and potentially die from those diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, there are multiple reasons why we still see deaths. Again, lack of education, lack of access to testing as well. Some people just, they don't get tested, they feel sick, and eventually they get into the hospital when it's almost too late, you know.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have a question about HIV/AIDS, now is the time to give us a call. Of course, we are talking about Am I My Brother's and Sister's Keeper on this National Black HIV Awareness Day. Sharon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Wonderful. So, Sharon, talk to me a little bit about what it is that that you do with Heart to Hand. You certainly, Heart to Hand has a great reputation of really taking it to the streets and making plain the realities of HIV and AIDS.
Yes. Thank you. Heart to Hand is a grassroots 501c3 nonprofit founded back in 1998 by two phenomenal women, Ms. Sally Joseph and Deidre Spears Johnson, who is our executive director, who saw the need. And I think the difference that makes us stand out, we go into the community. We meet people where they are. We have those hard conversations without judgment. And that's what people want. You know, the stigma is just so great to even, you know, have those conversations with a primary care physician. It can be very uncomfortable. So we try to empower persons that we meet on the street, say, hey, it's okay. It's a chronic illness. You know, you can live with it. And we're here to help you in your journey on that path.
Mm-hmm. What's the most difficult thing about the kind of information that you're trying to deliver to the community?
Today we were just out talking to youth between the ages of 15 and 20, and I call them invincibles. And they're like, no, it can't happen. But when we start asking serious questions like, you know, if your best friend called you tonight after having this session today and said they were HIV positive, would you still stick by them? Would they still be your BFF? Mm-hmm. And that's when it hit them like, wow, this could really happen to me.
Support system is very important.
You know, they took on a different look, and then that's when the open, honest conversation, their fears, you know, what to expect, what not to expect. How do I talk to my parents? And if I can't talk to my parents, find that person in your life that you can trust who will tell you the truth, who will be honest with you. And that, again, that's something Heart to Hand. We have those honest conversations that most people find so hard to have.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about your status on this National Black HIV Awareness Day. Let's go to Phoenix, calling from D.C. Phoenix, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I'm glad you're having this topic today. I was infected over a year ago by someone I was dating for 4 years. And the one thing I don't think they talk about is the people who I think are greatly at risk is not just the young people, but I believe it's older people who have probably been married and divorced, who are getting back out there. Yes. And they have the mentality of trusting because they came out of a long-term relationship,
yes,
which makes them more vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. How old are, Phoenix, how old are you?
I'm over 50.
No, Phoenix, one of the things that's so important here, let's keep it real, because over 50 can be 50 in a few months, or you could be 59.
Also,
so we don't know you. So
okay,
you're 54 years old, and that's why I say it's so important. That's why we have people like, you know, Sharon Coker from, you know, Heart to Hand. You talk about difficult relationships, no time to sugarcoat. Because, you know, there are still health issues here. So please go right ahead, though. Finish your point.
Okay. So what I did when I it's a couple of things that I learned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very health conscious person. And so I would regularly visit my doctor. And even though I wasn't physically active with someone, I would always ask for tests to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And my doctor, both my gynecologist as well as my family physician, would say, oh, yes, I'm going to check that HIV box for you. And they didn't. So this one particular time, I had dinner and I had had some seafood and I broke out.
Hold that point, Phoenix, because I need to take a break. And I want you to finish your story because you're getting to a critical point, and it's really important that we hear the rest of it. But I want to let our listeners know that the lines are still open and we're going to talk much more in depth about HIV/AIDS. Give us a call. We want to hear about your experiences, your concerns about it. This is still a very, very critical issue in the African-American community. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your questions and comments in just a few seconds. Stay with us.